Hello, this is a show from Radia. We are a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Thank you. song of the lyrebird on the other side of this gate is the first recording ever made in the Australian bush of a wild bird in its natural surroundings. The lyrebird has been chosen because it is the premier songster of Australia and is probably the world's greatest mockingbird. The lyrebird is extremely rare and shy. It lives only in the dense forests along the eastern and southeastern coasts of Australia. No bird even resembling it is found in any other part of the world. Both male and female are about the size of domestic fowls. They feed on centipedes, beetles and worms, roost in trees and are weak flyers. The male alone wears the beautiful lyre-shaped tail, from which the species has received its name. This ornament is usually carried frilled and folded. But during the courting season, which is the depth of winter, he prances and sings on small clearings or mounds, with his tail thrown forward over his head, so that the conspicuously marked underside is presented to view. The female is also able to sing, but is mostly occupied with domestic duties. She lays one large stone-colored egg each year. While you listen to the record, we want you to imagine the setting as dense mountain forest, cold and damp, shrouded in cloud and fog. You will hear the wind howling through the giant gum trees 200 feet high, which tower above black wood, and a tangled profusion of tree fern, sassafras, hazel and musk, so that the winter sunlight rarely reaches the fern-clad ground. Visualize a small cleared space in this glorious setting, and imagine the elusive bird, with fine tail spread and lowered over his head until it almost touches the ground in front of him. Remember that the bird you will hear is singing his own wild song in the dense forest, and that the nearest human being was a quarter of a mile away.
Although only 3 minutes of song can be given on the record, on the other side of this
the performance frequently lost
is the first recording ever made in the Australian bush.
The lyrebird's powers of mimicry are simply uncanny. The variety of sounds which are produced in the one throat
the
is remarkable.
Has been chosen
and the volume is
because it is the premier
song may be heard several hundred yards away.
And is probably
and
the
by
world's
some mysterious
greatest mockingbird.
The bird is able to reproduce multiple sounds, such as the call
the
of several kookaburras or the alarm notes of a flock of parrots.
It lives
some of the
only
charm
in the
song
dense forests along the
western
and
southeastern
coasts of Australia.
And for that reason, we will endeavour to identify
no
a few of the
even
most outstanding for you
is found
on the other side
in any
of
other
this
part
record.
Of the world. Both male and female are about the size of domestic fowls. They feed on centipedes, beetles and worms, roost in trees, and the weak flies. The male alone wears the beautiful lyre-shaped tail from which the species has received its name. This ornament is usually frailed and folded, but during the courting season, which is the depths of winter, he prances and sings on small clearings or mounds, with his tail thrown forward over his head, so that the conspicuously marked underside is presented to view. The female is also able to sing, but is mostly occupied with domestic duties. She lays one large, stone-colored egg each year. While you listen to the record, we want you to imagine the setting. This dense mountain forest, cold and damp, shrouded in cloud and fog. You will hear the wind howling through the giant gum trees, 200 feet high, which tower above Blackwoods, and a tangled profusion of tree ferns, sassafras, hazel and musk, so that the winter sunlight rarely reaches the fern-clad ground. Visualize a small cleared space in this glorious setting, and imagine the elusive bird, his fine tail spread and lowered over his head until it almost touches the ground in front of him. Remember that the bird you will hear is singing his own wild song in the dense forest, and that the nearest human being was a quarter of a mile away. Although only 3 minutes of song can be given on the record, the performance frequently lasts for half an hour. The lyrebird's powers of mimicry are simply uncanny. The variety of sounds which are produced in the one throat is remarkable, and the volume is such that the song may be heard several hundred yards away. And by some mysterious power, the bird is able to reproduce multiple sounds, such as the chorus of several kookaburras, or the alarm notes of a flock of parrots. Some of the charms of song will be lost unless the listener knows these borrowed chords. And for that reason, we will endeavor to identify some of the most outstanding for you on the other side of this record.
Australia's greatest songster. Amidst the roar of the Australian forest, we will first hear the lyrebird's own inimitable call. Then some imitated calls will be named before they occur. The kookaburra.
Good. Yeah, it's been amazing.
You certainly got some birds close to you.
It's a pretty good spot. And yeah, you're right, it would be a good imitation of a flock of parrots.
Yeah.
I think it was a bit too spatially distributed to be one bird.
Yeah. No, that's us done.
Yeah.
had one just there, but he's taken off.
Oh, I missed him.
That's... Just move this way, so he might be too far off.
Not spoilt for choice out here, though. End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm.